Speaking, a monthly podcast on the spoken word, episode number 90, July 2025. A retrospective, 2018 to 2025. Hello, Paul Meyer here. Welcome back. If you've been thinking about buying a copy of my book, Accents and Dialects for Stage and Screen, this is a perfect time. We're running a summer sale on the deluxe streaming edition with 15% off. And if you're a professor or instructor wanting the book for class and order 5 or more copies before August 25th, 2025, when the sale ends, you get a further 15% off. See paulmeyer.com for the details. But remember, the sale is only at paulmeyer.com and on iTunes, not Amazon. Though, if you have Prime or live outside the United States, Amazon might still be your best option. Guess that accent. Last time I played this clip from the Idea Archive and challenged you to say where on the planet the speaker grew up.
When I was a little kid, like I had 6 years old, when we got the satellite dish, and I started watching foreign programs. I watched Cartoon Network, and I watched the same cartoons as I watched on our television programs in our language that were synchronized.
So, what's your guess? If you guessed Montenegro, you are a genius. It was Ideas Montenegro 1. For the full recording and all the documentation, go to Accents and Dialects on the menu tab of dialectsarchive.com, then Europe, then Montenegro. I chose that sample because it was one of the nearly 40 collected by last month's guest, Idea senior editor Sarah Nichols. The subject, 32 years old at the time she recorded him in 2017, was a crew member on the cruise ship Sarah mentioned in the podcast. He spent nearly all his life in his hometown of Bielo-Polje, and then the capital, Podgorica. I hope I'm pronouncing those correctly. Thanks again, Sarah. Since I'm taking a short hiatus from the podcast, no new Guess That Accent quiz this time. But never fear, I'll be back. If you're not listening to me right now on paulmeyer.com, that's the best source. Switch over now. Select In a Manner of Speaking from the Other Services menu tab and click episode number 90. We have some extras there for you, not available on any other podcast channel. As I said, I'm taking a short hiatus. I have some big coaching projects on my calendar, so after 90 episodes, one a month since 2018, my plan is to return in January next year, 2026. In advance of this hiatus, Cameron and I thought it would be fitting to offer a retrospective of the first 8 years, a look back at some of the highlights. Not every single episode is featured, but we've done our best to include snippets from every episode that featured a guest. I hope you enjoy looking back as much as I've enjoyed creating the podcast. Also, keep in mind that if you go to the podcast page at paulmeyer.com, you can watch the video version of this retrospective. In a Manner of Speaking, a monthly podcast by Paul Meyer on the spoken word. Episode number 1, February 2018. Shakespeare's original pronunciation. Hi, this is Paul Meyer. Welcome to my podcast, In a Manner of Speaking. Something I've wanted to do for a very, very long time. Episode 2, March 2018, audiobook narration. So my two guests are Julie Whalen and David Gilbert. So it's great to be talking to you guys. I just now realized, just found out that you were close friends. And you're both mistresses of the art form with many hundreds of audiobooks to your credit. What do you think it takes to be a great audiobook reader? Tavia.
The most essential quality of a great audiobook narrator is emotional intimacy, an authentic, truly emotionally rich read.
I would absolutely piggyback on what Tavia said. I think that in the world of actors, audiobooks can be a pretty consistent gig if you're good at it and you develop and you have a following.
Episode 3, April 2018, The Speech of Indigenous Peoples. Joining me to talk about this topic is Professor Eric Armstrong of the University of York in Toronto. My second guest is Sarah Lise MacArthur, a mixed-race Canadian actress from Saskatchewan. Her father is Assiniboine or Nakota.
Difficult, challenging, slash annoying one is when casting directors and producers and directors expect that you should be able to pronounce properly and or be fluent in any native dialect just because you're Indigenous.
Thanks, Eric. This has been a pleasure.
A real pleasure.
Episode 4, May 2018, Newscasting. Hi, this is Paul Meyer, and welcoming you to podcast number 4. My very special guest today is Cameron Meyer. Cameron Meyer is the executive editor of the International Dialects of English Archive, IDEA. He's the vice president of Paul Meyer Dialect Services. He's a movie critic of great repute. Best movie critic I know. See MeyerMovies.com for hundreds of his movie reviews, interviews, rank ordering of films, and lots of other things for movie scholars and movie buffs. His print journalism is published through Euclid Group Newspapers. He's a very much requested film festival judge and juror. For example, he's just come back from Paris, where he was judging the 2018 Filmapalooza Festival. He's a member of the prestigious Florida Film Critics Circle. Most importantly for today, perhaps, he is an alumnus of the University of Kansas Journalism Department, one of the premier journalism departments in the country. And most important of all for me, he's my son. Hi, Cameron.
I hope I can live up to that introduction. Very glowing introduction. Thanks for having me.
Episode number 5, June 2018, an interview with David Crystal. David is an honorary professor of linguistics at the University of Bangor and works from his home in Holyhead, North Wales. He received an OBE for services to the English language in 1995 and became a fellow of the British Academy in 2000. Well, that short introduction really doesn't do justice to his immensely prolific career with over 120 books to his credit. I first got to know him through his book, Pronouncing Shakespeare, which I read in 2005, just after he had documented the famous production of Romeo and Juliet at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in, I think, 2004. I instantly fell in love with the whole concept of producing Shakespeare in original pronunciation and got to know David the following summer. And then we collaborated on my production of A Midsummer Night's Dream in 2010. It's been the highlight of my career to have this association with the famous David Crystal. David, thanks so much for sparing the time from your busy life to join me today on this fascinating topic. Let's jump straight in. You've said that pragmatics, something I'd never heard of until you introduced it to me a few years back, is the most exciting area of linguistics. Tell me and tell us why you have said that pragmatics is the most exciting area.
Well, Paul, it's all to do with the history of linguistics, really.
Episode 9, October 2018, Accents and Dialects. My guest this month is Jim Johnson, one of our associate editors on IDEA. Like me, Jim publishes books to teach actors how to do accents. And like me, he coaches actors in Shakespeare's original pronunciation. In 2007, he founded Accent Help. Jim, thanks so much for joining me today. This has been going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Paul.
Episode 11, December 2018. Idiolects, a conversation with Amy Stoller. Amy Stoller, as well as being one of IDEA's valued associate editors, is the sole proprietor of the Stoller System. Thanks so much for being with me.
It's my pleasure.
Episode 12, January 2019. Strine, Australian English, that is. A conversation with Linda Nichols Gidley.
My job is not to teach them an American accent. My job is to get them under the radar so that people don't know that they're Australian when they walk into a room.
Episode 13, February 2019, Releasing the Power of the Text, a conversation with David Alan Stern.
Paul, it's a real joy to be here with you.
Episode 14, March 2019, Caribbean Voices. A conversation with Elizabeth Montoya Steeman and Dylan Paul.
It's important to understand where their language is coming from.
Thank you very, very much, guys. It's been a real pleasure having you both join me today.
You. Thank you very much.
Episode 15, April 2019, If It Ain't Got Rhythm. From Shakespeare to Rap, a conversation with Phil Thompson. Phil Thompson has been a valued colleague for more than 30 years. He's the co-founder of Knight Thompson Speechwork.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Here's the first of what might become a regular feature of this podcast, testing your skill in identifying accents. What part of the planet do you think the speaker of this recording from IDEA, the International Dialects of English Archive, hails from? Episode 16, May 2019, Voice and Speech, a conversation with Christian Linklater, a towering figure in the field of voice training.
A great pleasure to talk about stuff with someone like you.
Episode 17, June 2019, Vocal Authority, a conversation with Rena Cook.
It's just the most exciting thing ever in my life is empowering people to speak their truth clearly.
Episode 18, July 2019, Speaking and Singing, a conversation with Jeremy Fisher and Gillianne Kayes. Well, between the three of us, we're going to save the world, right?
Absolutely.
That's the plan.
Episode 19, August 2019, The Dictionary of American Regional English, DARE, a conversation with Joan Houston Hall. Thank you for sparing this delightful hour with me.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Episode 20, September 2019, From Saturday Night Live to the Present, a conversation with Lorraine Newman. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Paul. It was a pleasure.
Episode number 23, December 2019, Coaching BBC Presenters, a conversation with Elspeth Morrison. Episode 24, January 2020, Dialect Coaching Film and TV, a conversation with dialect virtuosa Jill McCullough. Known for her work on Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, and The Last Jedi, Mary Poppins Returns, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, and over 100 other television and film productions.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, so thanks very much for interviewing me.
Episode 25, February 2020. Tongues of Scotland, a conversation with Roz Steen.
And there's a debate, really, as to whether Scots is a completely separate language or the broader form, if you like, of Scottish English.
Episode 26, March 2020. Spanishes, a conversation with Micah Espinosa.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Episode number 28, May 2020. Russian Language and Accents. A conversation with Professor Curtis Ford.
Oh, yes, I've really enjoyed this. Thank you so much.
Episode number 32, September 2020. So you want to change your accent? A conversation with Jerome Butler.
Before I go, I must say how appreciative I am of the work that you do on the IDEA website. I have been recommending the website for more than a decade. It's a legacy of your commitment.
Episode number 33, October 2020, Voices of Africa. My guest this month is Dr. Joyce Sukumane, the distinguished South African linguist.
Thank you, Paul.
Episode number 34, November 2020. It's All Greek to Me, a conversation with Rush Rem. I wonder what the status of those seminal languages is now and what the mission of classics departments is these days.
Well, that's a good question. Topical, timely.
Episode number 35, December 2020. The First Sound Recordings, a conversation with Patrick Feaster, principal of firstsounds.org, along with David Giovannone, and creator of Phonozoic, a website devoted to the history of the phonograph and related media. Joining me in my conversation with Patrick is my son, the film critic and Ideas executive editor, Cameron Meyer, who, with his interest in the history of photography, film and recorded sound, alerted me to this fascinating field of scholarship.
So here we can listen and know that the pitches we're hearing are exactly what pitches were passing through the air as Scott made this recording back on April 9th, 1860, before the outbreak of the American Civil War.
Episode number 36, January 2021. Shakespeare's Shapely Language. A conversation with Jan Gist. Episode number 37, February 2021. Polari, the secret language of gay men. A conversation with Paul Baker. Why is Polari so fascinating?
I think what first drew it to me was that it's just funny. It was used to make people laugh. And there's a kind of pleasure in using the words and phrases. I think a lot of them have a kind of poetic feel to them. And the people who spoke it were very creative and they liked to invent new terms, terms you'd remember. They used lots of rhyming and assonance in it. So you've got words like Lily Law with that repetition of the L, or another term would be Lally Drags.
Episode number 39, April 2021. Speech and Voice Disorders. A conversation with Joanna Kasdan.
Just about anything that affects people from the breathing system on up to the brain. That's the region of the body and the region of the self that is involved in speech.
Episode number 40, May 2021. Reading to Children. A conversation with Mem Fox. Her books are popular all over the world. They've been translated into dozens of languages.
Smiles are the same, and hearts are just the same. Wherever they are, wherever you are, wherever we are, all over the world.
Mem Fox, thank you so much. Episode number 41, June 2021. Glossolalia. A conversation with Paul de Lacy.
So here goes. Glossolalia is spontaneous, sustained speech that doesn't convey complex meaning.
Episode number 42, July 2021. Law Talk. A conversation with Pamela Keller.
Students who come, I think, have to shift their mindset a little bit about what can be accomplished with the spoken word in court or in a trial.
Episode number 43, August 2021. Heightened Language and Black Playwrights. A conversation with Jacqueline Springfield.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Episode number 45, October 2021. Read Me a Story. A conversation with Elizabeth Wiley. Liz, it's so good of you to join me today. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a long time.
Me too, Paul. I'm so glad to be here.
We're both huge fans of the art of storytelling and of audiobooks in particular. I thought we should just share with each other what got us involved, each of us, and what our involvement with the art form has been. Episode number 46, November 2021. Highly Irregular. A conversation with Erica Okrent. Okrent, Okrent, Meyer, Mayer, Meir, you know. It's, why are names so tricky like that, do you think?
Well, we have a lot of flexibility with names. The same name might be pronounced differently by different families, and or depending on the country you're in. It's the, you know, the root is the same, but this is just how we've been saying it for the past 50 years or 100 years or whatever.
Episode number 47, December 2021. Teaching Dialects and Grammar. All dialects are equal. But are some more equal than others? A conversation with Willem Holman. So, Willem, you've created quite a stir in the Times, on the BBC and elsewhere with your views on the teaching of grammar, and especially your views on non-standard grammar. So we've got all the time in the world. Take us through those apparently controversial ideas of yours.
Yeah. It would seem that I have created a bit of a stir, although whether it's my ideas or a slight sort of partial representation and to an extent misrepresentation of those ideas, I think that's an open question.
Episode number 48, January 2022. Pitch, a conversation with Jeremy Fisher and Gillian Kayes. So welcome back, Jeremy and Gillian. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's lovely to be back.
We're well, and we're thrilled to be here.
Yes.
Episode number 49, February 2022. You Are What You Speak. A conversation with Lane Green. Here's a provocative question. You're clearly a linguophile. You speak nine languages. You grew up in the American South. You've lived in New York City and London and now in Madrid. You're clearly a linguophile. Has it also made you a xenophile?
Yes, I think it did, actually. And the way that started really was with the language first.
Episode number 50, March 2022. The Power of Voice. A conversation with Denise Woods, one of our most successful movie dialect coaches. Professor Woods is also the author of The Power of Voice. Denise, I loved the book, just loved it. Thanks for sending me. Part memoir, part client casebook, and part how-to training manual for actors and speakers of all stripes. Congratulations. It's a wonderful book.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I say it's part memoir, it's part anecdotal.
Episode number 52, May 2022. How to Do Accents, a conversation with Edda Sharp and Jan Hayden-Rolls.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
It's been a privilege to be part of it. Thank you.
Episode number 53, June 2022. The Bard of Bath. A conversation with Kevan Manwaring, probably best known as the author of The Bardic Handbook, the complete manual for the 21st century bard.
Jamming, that is how it happens, through those happy accidents, through playing with your material, your, you know, primer materia, your raw material. And out of that comes eloquence.
Episode number 54, July 2022. The Woman's Voice, a conversation with Patsy Rodenberg. You're generally acknowledged as one of the great voice and speech authorities. I think of Kristen Linklater, Cicely Berry, Catherine Fitzmaurice, Edith Skinner. Going back further, Iris Warren, Elsie Fogarty, who founded your alma mater, the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama, and ran it till 42. It just occurred to me as I was preparing for our chat today that our field is dominated by great women. It seems to attract women in greater numbers than men, and those women succeed in greater numbers than men. Well, any theories on why that is?
Oh, goodness gracious. I've got so many theories as to why that is. Number one, I think it's always been harder for women to speak. And I can only speak for myself. And in the book, I go into tremendous detail about how hard I find speaking.
Episode number 55, August 2022. Language versus Reality. A conversation with Nick Enfield.
My ideas were hugely influenced by this wonderful book. Everyone should read it. I'm recommending it to all my friends. Language versus Reality. Why language is good for lawyers and bad for scientists. What an intriguing title.
What I'm talking about are these two different kind of ways that we can approach ideas and information.
Episode number 56, September 2022. Sounds Appealing. A conversation with David Crystal. He joined me for episode number 5 on pragmatics, number 22 on history of received pronunciation, and number 44 on Let's Talk, his great book about conversation analysis. Today I'm talking to David about his great 2018 book, Sounds Appealing, The Passionate Story of English Pronunciation, one of the best accounts of spoken English I've ever come across.
Why did you wait, David, until 2018 to write it?
Well, Paul, because it's hard.
You know, I'm a great believer in doing the easier jobs first.
Episode number 57, October 2022. How We Learned to Talk. A conversation with Jenny Safran. Language acquisition, it's a kind of a miracle, isn't it? I mean, we learn to talk without any instruction. How is that?
You know, it's such a miraculous feeling thing that even when I had my own kids, you know, I study this stuff and I would watch them and be like, how are they doing this? It's like a miracle.
Episode number 58, November 2022. Shakespeare's Rhetoric. A conversation with Gideon Burton.
It's a negative connotation immediately in the popular sense. Rhetoric is what the other guy does, right? It's some kind of manipulation of language or some kind of posturing or perhaps a out-and-out fraud that's perpetrated by way of language. This is not at all new. I mean, this is the critique that Socrates had of, yes, of rhetoric way back in the day.
Episode number 59, December 2022. Exploring Roy Hart's Legacy. A conversation with Enrique Pardo and Linda Wise.
Here is a male singer using the voice in a range of 6.5 octaves.
Episode number 60, January 2023. Whistled Speech. A conversation with Julien Meyer. Episode number 61, February 2023. Irish, a language in danger. A conversation with Malachy O'Neill.
Idir Schlieu agus Cladach, o Iris Gamalan War, atá Gaeltacht hir Honnall.
Episode number 62, March 2023. Fast Talking Dudes. Cameron pointed out that we had explored the extremes of pitch, highest and lowest notes in the human voice, with our old friends Jeremy Fisher and Gillian Kayes in episode number 48. So fast talking, or tachylalia, if you like collecting Latin terms for things, would be interesting in the same way.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or take arms against deceived troubles and by posing in them, to die, to sleep no more, and by sleeping with the heart of a thousand heart shocks and flesh, as the constant joy to wish.
Episode number 63, April 2023. The Oxford English Dictionary. My guest this month is Dr. Catherine Sangster, Executive Editor, Pronunciations at Oxford Languages. She's been in charge of the Oxford English Dictionary's pronunciations for 11 years.
Well, the OED is, it's a dictionary like no other, really.
Episode number 64, May 2023. What's in a name? My guest this month is Graham Poynton, former pronunciation advisor at the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC.
And thank you very much for inviting me.
Episode 65, June 2023. Name Coach. A conversation with Praveen Schanberg. Now you've, Praveen, done something really rather remarkable, something marvelous. You've created Name Coach.
The inspiration was a few personal experiences. A big one being my sister having her name mangled at her college graduation ceremony. Oh,
episode number 67, August 2023. Harmonic Overtone Chanting. A conversation with Jill Purse. Episode number 68, September 2023. English Through the Ages, a conversation with David Crystal.
So in Middle English, Juan that April with his sure sote, the drocht of March hath persed to the rote, and bathed every vine in switch liqueur, of which virtue engendered is the floor. When Zephyrus ache with his sweet a breath, inspired hath in every halt and heath, the tenderer croppers, and the younger son hath in the ram his half coursey run.
Episode number 69, October 2023. Orality and Literacy. A conversation with Brian Art. His field is rhetoric and media.
rhetoric in all of its forms always has some kind of material component.
Episode number 70, November 2023. How American English Got Its Start. A conversation with Karen Burgos.
Hello, Paul. Good to be here.
As you know, as a dialect coach, I've always wondered if during the American Revolutionary times, mid-18th century, whether the colonists and those living in England at the time sounded alike. Episode number 71, December 2023. The History of Silent Reading. A conversation with Paul Sanger.
I had just completed a course in medieval paleography at the University of Chicago, given by Julian Brown. And the first exercises that he gave us were of classical texts written without space between words.
Episode number 72, January 2024. The Word, an Elusive Concept. A conversation with Victor Boucher.
Chunking is this all-encompassing term. The thing about spaces and letters and words, these are units of writing. You have to realize that from the start, that they're not speech units.
Episode number 73, February 2024. The American Dialect Society. A conversation with Betsy Evans. She's the new executive director of the American Dialect Society. So welcome, Betsy, to In a Manner of Speaking.
Thank you for the invitation.
Episode number 74, March 2024. Folk Linguistics. A conversation with Dennis Preston.
We're founders of the name Folk Linguistics, which, by the way, met a lot of resistance because of the misunderstanding of folk meaning rural or countryfied or ignorant or not up to date. Whereas we take the more of a folkloristic point of view, it's just ordinary people stuff.
Episode number 75, April 2024. Loud Mouths and the Sound of Silence. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Jill Drake. Episode number 76, May 2024. African American English. A conversation with Patricia Sukor Avila.
My name is Fountain Hughes. I was born in Charlottesville, Virginia. My grandfather belonged to Thomas Jefferson.
Episode number 77, June 2024. A Unique Path to Film and TV Success. A conversation with Lucas Hassel. Welcome, Lucas.
Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
And welcome, Cameron. Thanks so much for suggesting Lucas as a guest. I know you've followed his work as a film critic. What's impressed you most about Lucas's work?
I was fascinated not just by the film, but by your story. Having grown up in Denmark and having success here in this country.
Episode number 78, July 2024. Transatlantic and Old Movie Dialects. A conversation with Barry Krynick. Joining me again to talk with Barry is Cameron Meyer. Thanks for joining me again, Cameron.
Great to be here.
And welcome, Barry.
Thank you so much.
And I can't stand him.
And I can't stand him.
Can't.
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 Episode number 79, August 2024. Come From Away. A conversation with Joel Goldies, a leading colleague of mine in the dialect coaching profession and one of IDEA's great editors. Welcome, Joel, to In a Manner of Speaking.
Thanks very much. Great to be here, Paul.
You had a dream gig, Joel. 12 actors playing 70 or more characters in a smorgasbord of accents and dialects. Dialect coach's dream. You worked with the show for 7 years, from its inception to its triumphant Tony Award-winning Broadway run and beyond. We are talking about Come From Away. I'm so jealous.
Don't be jealous, Paul.
Episode number 81, October 2024. Voices of the Civil Rights Movement. A conversation with Jacqueline Springfield.
So Du Bois was 92 years old when he gave this speech in 1960.
What then is the next step? It is for American Negroes in increasing numbers and more widely to insist upon the legal rights which are already theirs, and then to add to that.
Episode number 82, November 2024. American and British Dialects in Popular Song. A conversation with Karen Burgos.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, let's call the whole thing off.
Episode number 83, December 2024. Just how boring are you? Be a better podcast guest. A conversation with Jeremy Fisher and Gillian Kayes. Episode number 84, January 2025. Why Animals Talk. A conversation with Eric Kirschenbaum. Welcome, Dr. Kirschenbaum.
Thank you.
This podcast, in a manner of speaking, in our 83 episodes so far, has been confined to human speech, but you remind us very powerfully that animals talk too. Episode number 85, February 2025. The World of Puppets. A conversation with Spencer Lott. All right, Mr. Spencer Lott, it's showtime.
Life is so hard, even when you're a fancy duck, like me.
Episode number 86, March 2025. How playwrights hear their characters' voices. A conversation with James Still. Creating your character's manner of speaking. That's a huge part of a playwright's job, right?
Yeah, it is. It just, you know, there's all kinds of ways of looking at language. Language as action, language as internal world, language as a reflection of what's going on in the external world.
Episode number 88, May 2025. AI and the Human Voice. A conversation with Michael McAuliffe and Tanner Marshall. Tanner is a senior editor for IDEA and a successful dialect coach. The Oscar-nominated film The Brutalist is one of her recent successes. Michael is a linguist specializing in voice-to-text and other areas of artificial intelligence.
Brady Corbet, the director, went on the record saying that he and his dialogue editor, or was it his sound editor, together decided to use AI as a tool to, now my word, enhance the speech of the Hungarian so that it was more authentically Hungarian, so as if it were a Hungarian speaker. And that AI tool was then woven into Adrian and Felicity's performances.
My guess is that there's probably, they were using something called a voice cloning model, right? Because you still want to preserve a lot of the aspects of Adrian's voice, right?
Episode number 89, June 2025. Voice coaching, sound design, and amplification in the theater. A conversation with Sarah Nichols. You may be the first scholar to point out the lack of dialogue between the two specialists, the voice coach and the sound designer.
Thank you. And yeah, it's actually shocking to me that I might be one of the first because it seems so straightforward.
As I sign off for a short break from the podcast, thanks so much for joining me, Paul Meyer. Don't forget to follow Paul Meyer Dialect Services on Facebook and Instagram, and me on X or Twitter at Dialect Paul. Email me with your comments and questions, paul@paulmeyer.com. We'll be back in 2026. In the meantime, subscribe to the podcast and the PMDS mailing list to stay up to date. Join me next year for In a Manner of Speaking.